Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
if there's a rock and roll heaven,
they just got a hell of a new drummer.
Patrick, I want to say this real quick before we get into today's topic. As we are recording this, it's Record Store Day.
Oh my God, you're right. It is Record Store Day.
And I didn't go out, and yeah, obviously you didn't either, but I'm seeing now some social media posts of some stuff people got. I just want to say this about Record Store Day. I think it's a wonderful thing, and it definitely, I think, has had an impact on helping out, you know, independent record stores and bringing more attention to the fact and everything. I think it's been a tremendous thing, so don't get me wrong on this. I kind of stopped going to it within the last three years or so. As I mentioned before, I'm very old, and I'm at the age now where I just don't like to wait in line for things. So that was one thing. I'm just not going to do that. And then second of all, I think one thing that has changed with Record Store Day is a lot of these limited releases, if they sell really well on Record Store Day, they'll come out again later. They'll put the stuff out, you know?
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't know. Anyway, but it's really fun to see the pictures and see what stuff people are getting.
Oh, absolutely. It's very cool. I love that. Yeah, I love that. And I'll echo your sentiments too, Jim. And I think it's a little unhealthy in the sense that a lot of people are just buying them and trying to flip them. You know what I mean?
And there's
like
that
the limited
too.
Releases. Yeah, yeah. That kind of upsets me. But also, you know, the other thing is that I don't have any money. So going to Record Store Day is difficult when you're broke. So that's a problem.
Now, I am looking. I did not know about this. This is kind of cool. Hold up for the camera for you to see. Who took this photo here? Bob Peterson.
Bob.
There is a, I guess this is one of the Record Store Day releases. I didn't know about this at all. It's Bob Stinson's band, The Bleeding Hearts.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
That's incredible. That's out. That's amazing. We'll see, if you're going to get limited stuff like that, that makes it totally cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's a special one.
Yeah. All right. So I take back everything I said. That's great, Bob.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm okay. Going out right now.
That's right. Okay. All right. Okay, so new music today. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs, and who's on tap with new music picks today?
Well, I'll tell you, right now we're going to go to Louisville, and we're going to hear from our good friend Coop.
Oh, this is perfect, because he's one of those guys who camps out overnight for
Exactly.
Record Store Day.
Yeah, this is perfect to have him. And another thing that's great about this call, Jim, is he's going to address something that we might have talked about had we not been, you know, kind of here and there and not, you know, able to get together as we normally would. So let's hear from Coop.
Okay.
Hey, Suburbs family. This is Coop calling in with my March 2022 new music picks. I took February off. There were a lot of great albums that came out that I just could not decide. Dashboard Confessional, Frank Turner, and Sasami highlighting those. But I'm here to talk about March new music. So earlier this week, Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters passed away. Tragic. It's gutting. It's absolutely terrible. Foo Fighters have become my son's favorite band. He's 13 years old. So basically for the last 3 or 4 months, we've done nothing but listen to Foo Fighters every time we're in the car. For his birthday in February, I actually got him a Foo Fighters t-shirt. So he's a big fan. And the news of Taylor's passing really, really hit our house. Ironically, or unknowingly, I finished Dave Grohl's autobiography the day Taylor died. The Foo Fighters released an album the day that Taylor died under the name Dream Widow. So Studio 666 was a horror comedy movie that the Foo Fighters guys put out back in February. It's not great, but I loved every second of it. It is very funny. I liked it. It's not going to win any awards, but I liked it. There is a fictitious band in the movie called Dream Widow, and Foo Fighters put out a Dream Widow album. Now, a lot of it is very heavy metal, very screamy, but there are some songs that are a little more melodic, and one in particular is Cold. Cold is a song that I could see ending up in a Foo Fighters set list. We don't know what the future holds for the Foo Fighters, but it's definitely one that I could see ending up in a Foo Fighters show. So anyway, check out Cold. Also, if you want to get a feel of the metal, listen to Encino or March of the Insane. It's fun. This is an album that if it releases on vinyl, I will probably buy it. But it's not one I'm going to listen to a lot. More of just the novelty of it. But I think the whole album's worth a listen. But check out Cold by Dream Widow. Hang in there, guys. Just keep rocking every day, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, so here's what I want to say. A couple things real quick. I'll just mention, I kind of forgot already that the Foo Fighters did a movie. They did some kind of, like you said, comedy horror movie or something that they're like in. And I have to think it was like, lovingly done as some kind of tribute to Kiss. Didn't Kiss do a movie like that?
Yeah, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. Yeah, it was a terrible, kind of a horror flick set at a... there was a mad scientist who takes over a theme park where Kiss are playing, and they have to save everybody with their powers. Yeah,
right. So that's interesting. But and then the whole idea of like the band, the fake band,
within
the movie. I like that too. That's always fun.
I love that.
But we should mention here real quickly here, rest in power, Taylor
Hawkins. Absolutely.
That was quite shocking when that news came out.
That was a shock.
And I think, I've seen them. I had seen the Foo Fighters play live, and he incredible drummer.
Amazing.
And, the story, I'm sure people have heard this before, the Foo Fighters started with a different drum. I mean, Dave Grohl played like the drums on the first album that they did because he played all the instruments.
Yep.
And, he had some chops. And so the. They had a different drummer when they first went on tour, but that guy apparently wasn't working out when they went into the studio the next time. And anyway, it ended up with Taylor Hawkins. And the story is that, Dave needed someone who could play at least as good as he could play. Right.
That's
right. You can't be the drummer, and not live up to that. So I think that says a lot about Taylor Hawkins.
Oh, yeah.
Drumming ability.
Yeah.
Right. That he could. Sit in that chair.
Yeah.
Or on that stool, I guess. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well said, Jim. And I'll say too that thank you, Coop, for sharing this, especially about your son's love of the Foo Fighters. And for him, that's got to be super traumatic because, you know, it's like one of those Keith Moon things, right? Like, I remember when Keith Moon died and I was a fan of The Who and I was like, what? That's, yeah. This can't, you know, that doesn't happen to the band you love. You know, it's not possible. So, you know, it's got to be upsetting and shocking for him, too. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just like you said, it was very shocking, very sad. And, you know, the Foo Fighters are a really important rock band in the world. They have been carrying the flag, I think, for rock and roll in many mainstream ways for a long time. And it's just a shame. It really is.
It really is a shame. And that Keith Moon comparison is actually interesting because of a drummer who had really like sort of the spirit of the band, you know, in him too. It wasn't just, you know, oh, he's technically great and all that kind of stuff. He seemed to just kind of sweat rock and roll.
That's right.
And so, really unfortunate.
Yeah. Rest in power, Taylor. Rest in power. Okay. Well, thanks, Coop. Good to hear from you. And as Coop said, anytime, you know, you need to take a month off because there's too much good music, go ahead and do that. But, you know, do that. But right now we got one more caller today, and so glad that I got to meet this guy in person. He's just tons of fun and a really, really cool individual. But here he is.
Hey, Jim and Patrick and Suburbs Pod audience. It's Herb again with my new music pick for March. This month, I really haven't found anything I like as far as album-wise, but there's two singles that came out by artists that I'm kind of ambivalent about. The first one is the single Summer off of the album Ballad of a Tryhard by Scott Harwood, who's a Canadian singer-songwriter who goes by Scott Hardware. The song is, even though it's called Summer, when I first heard it, the first thing I thought of was, this is a spring song. It just the way it starts, that intro, it just seemed like, you know, spring's finally, you know, bursting in air. You just kind of crank the window down a little bit. And that did it for me. The album itself, it's not really my cup of tea. There's a couple good tracks on it. If you'd like, it's very piano forward, which isn't a bad thing, but I don't know. It's just, I guess, not my cup of tea.
That's a nice song.
Yeah, really nice. I like the sentiment, even though Herb is a little backhanded there with his compliments.
Right.
I love the sentiment, though, of a good single from an album you're not that crazy about. I mean, it happens a lot, you know?
Yeah.
You got the single you like a lot. It really speaks to you for whatever reason. And then, hey, you try the whole album out. Maybe it's not your thing. It's not your cup of tea, as Herb said. So I think that's important. It really is.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You got to keep that open mind that you're not going to love everything, but find something you love. That's great.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a good point. Okay.
I like the piano a lot, too. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah. All right.
Herb's got another one, and let's see what he says.
And the second single is Goodbye, Mr. Blue from Father John Misty, another guy who I either really like his stuff or I really don't. But this one I really like. It's a beautiful little song. It reminds me of Everybody's Talking at Me by Harry Nilsson. And as far as I can tell, it's about a cat. But I haven't listened to it enough to really discern anything. As Jim was kind of saying last month during New Music Picks, how as he gets older, you kind of enjoy more, you know, poppier, mellower kind of stuff. Both these tracks are kind of in that vein. So hope you like them. Talk to you next month.
This may be the last time, I put on my shoes. Go down to the corner and buy the damn cat the expensive food. That Turkish Angora's about the only thing left of me and you. Early this morning, he started making sounds that say, don't the last time come too soon. One down, eight to go, but it's no less true. Don't the last time come too soon.
All right. Now, you don't have to know much about music at all to get that Everybody's Talking comparison there, right? I mean, man, that's, yeah, very much so.
Yeah, very close. Very close. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I got to agree with Herb on Father John Misty. I mean, to me, anyway, he's a love him or hate him, you know, kind of a guy. And I did, I don't know if I've talked about this on this podcast, but I did earn, I guess is the right word, the hatred and ire of a lot of his fans when I reviewed a show of his for a newspaper around here, and I said he should just retire from music and become a comedian because I thought it was funnier to listen to him talk than actually listen to his music. And I got a lot of angry emails and comments about that. But I'm glad he didn't take my advice. He's still out there making music, and he's probably doing pretty well at it.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I think even fans of his stuff know that he's pretty divisive. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty well established right now. So, and that's fine. You know, better that than to, I think, than to be, you know, crowd pleasing everyone.
Totally.
So,
and I got to give big props to Herb on this one as well for keeping an open mind and listening to the new stuff that comes out. You know, you don't always have to love it, but that was a cool song. I mean, it sounded like he was buying the cat expensive food somewhere. I don't know. I listened to the whole song and I think Herb's right. And I may be wrong about this, Jim, but I will say I think it's interesting that it may be the last connection between a relationship is the pet. Maybe is what's happening there. I'm not sure. That's just me.
Okay, got it. Oh, yeah. Well, that would make sense. Okay, yeah. I got it.
That's just back of the napkin now, math there.
Is Father John Misty actually an ordained man of the cloth?
Know.
Is that? Okay. If anybody has any information.
Yeah, he'll be doing baptisms at Suburbs Fest, so come out.
That's right. That's right. All right. Okay, we have more new music tomorrow, right? That's it for today.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple more episodes. We're going to finish out the week with new music.
Okay, very good. That's awesome. All right. Okay, well then let's do that. I guess that's about it. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
I got sent home from fantasy camp.